If everybody has your Bible, turn with me into the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus. And go to chapter 5 and verse 14. The Holy Ghost anointed the Apostle Paul to write this letter, so these scriptures are anointed, and the Spirit of God gave it to him to write to Christians. Wherefore he saith, the Spirit of God is talking, he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. All right, you may be seated. God helps me for the next little bit. Soul of man, your times are running out. Dear precious lost souls, sinner and backslider, your time is running out on you. We must hurry and redeem the time that we got left. I ordered this a long time ago, and if I brought it back to you, you could see it.
I got one.
Sands of the Hourglass. I don't know when my allotted time is that I've got to live here. I'm 71, and next month I'll be 72 years old. My times are running out. When God calls, I've got to answer. When death comes, there's no paying death off. You're going to go. Ready or not, you're going to go. There's exactly supposed to be 30 minutes of sand in here. I preached on the coming of the Lord at a church of God several years back. And I preached on the coming of the Lord. Ready or not, Jesus is coming. The Lord's coming any day, any hour. Be you ready? For it's such an hour as you think not. Son of man's coming. Jesus is coming. But if he tarries, if Jesus tarries his coming, we don't have a promise of tomorrow. We don't know when the Lord's going to call. We don't know what we'll face around the curve, the next curve and last road. We honestly don't. I've got friends that's went out with a sudden massive heart attack. I've seen others laid in the bed of affliction. But it came their time to go, and they had to go. I preached in that church of God. I turned this up, and you can see the sands, and I showed the people. And I said, you don't know. I said, our times are running out. I said, Jesus is coming. Are you ready? Are you ready? And when I got done preaching, I looked at that hourglass, and when Mary struck the first chord for the altar call, I looked, and the last grains of sand ran through into that hourglass. It emptied out. Oh, Lord, we're headed to eternity. Our time is swiftly running out. Soul of man, redeem your time. Four words in these scriptures I read: awake and arise. Arise, God's calling. Arise, walk circumspectly. Walk with God. Serve him. And the other word is redeem. Circumspectly means to look all around you as you go through life, cautiously pondering your path. Which way are you heading? Which direction are you walking? Are you serving the Lord and walking on his path? And that path of life that leads to heaven? Are you on your way to a better place? I don't know about you, but I'm so glad I've got a promise in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Oh God, I'm glad I gave him my heart almost 52 years ago. I can tell you he's blessed me, he's kept me, he's saved me. He wrote my name down in heaven. Oh Lord, the Bible said we need to consider all circumstances and the consequences of our choices and our actions in life. To be wise and serve God, not to linger in this late hour. Procrastinating could be our doom. If I know that I need God, help me, Lord, not to put it off. Not to ignore the Spirit's call and the Spirit's draw. People will say, I'll do it someday, preacher. I'll do it someday. Oh, God. And that time ran out on them. Oh, Lord, who is the He here in the beginning of this word? Wherefore He saith, the Spirit of God is speaking. What's the Holy Ghost saying to our hearts? Don't you know that your allotted time here is short? The time is running out on you like sands through the hourglass. Soon the last grain of sand will fall through and the soul will go into eternity. You must redeem the time that you have left. Redeem means to buy up your remaining time and use it wisely for God. Give your soul, your life, your heart, your future to God. Be wise to prepare yourself and get ready. The Holy Ghost is a crying to the church in this late hour. Arise, God's a calling you to get up and to come to Him. How many in the house can say, I'm glad God called me and He drew me? I heard His voice. I felt His touch. Lord, I knew my need down in my soul and in my heart. And I came to Jesus. I knew I was a lost soul. I knew that I wasn't ready. I knew I needed God in my life. I was a sinner away from the Lord. I'm so glad that I came. And April the 28th, 1974. I felt the Spirit draw with me. I saw my lost condition. A 20-year-old boy on drugs and alcohol, wrapped up in the rock music and the things of this world. I needed help. I wanted God to help me. The devil said, you don't have anything to live for. Won't you take your life? But I had a praying mommy and a praying daddy. Oh Lord, I was the only child. Mommy, she'll never know. The daddy'll never know the prayers that touch God and the conviction got a hold of my heart. I'm telling you, you've got to see your need. You have to see your condition. You got to realize you need God, your maker. It's Him that gave you the breath of life. When you came out of your mother's womb and she held you in her arms, it's the Spirit of God that breathed into you. And I'm telling you, the world of sinners and backsliders, there's an empty place inside of the heart, an empty place in the soul that only God can feel. How many's glad in the house? You You opened up the door to your heart. You opened up the door to your soul. Down on bended knees, I said, God, I don't know how to pray. Oh, Lord, but if you'll help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. And I'm telling you, when I opened the door, Jesus came in. He said, behold, he said, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice, oh Lord, and open the door, he said, I will come in unto him and sup with him and he with me. I'm telling you, there is a knob and there is a handle, not on the outside, but it's on the inside. I'm glad that I let Jesus in. I'm glad that he saved me in the house. Just wave your hand to the Lord. Jesus is real. There is a Savior. There is a Redeemer. And the Lord is a calling, arise and get up. Yo, Lord, ye that slumber, arise from the dead, and I will give you life. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. How will we meet him? Ask Mary. I've cried the whole morning long with the burden in my soul. How much longer, preacher, do I have? I don't know. Only God does. He said, be ready. Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Proverbs 6 and 9. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard, O lazy person? Oh, Lord, when wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, but a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Oh, Romans 13 and 11. I sent out a text to everybody in this church to read this scripture also. And it says, and that knowing the time. How many in the house of God can tell by the signs of the time and by the news that you see and you hear, this world is in a mess. It can't last months longer. The Lord's getting ready to come for them that are ready. He's getting ready to take the church out of here. And I'm glad that I belong to Jesus and I'm in the church and I'm all with a prize. Ain't you glad tonight you got a better place to go to? This world is not my home. I'm only passing through. Hey, Lord.
Yeah.
Holy, 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 holy. It's high time. High time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. The Holy Ghost is a saying, it's high time. What are you saying, God, to us here? It means it is at its highest level. It's reached its peak for the souls of men and women, boys and girls, to wake up and get ready, because your time is a running out. I remember when I was going to school, I was going to the grade school through high school. Oh, Lord, I remember bus number four, Ronnie. Red Pfizer was the one, and I still remember that man's name through grade school and through high school. Mommy, she'd get me up in the morning. She said, honey, she said, it's time to get ready to go to school. Your bus will be coming down the holler. You could look out, Brother J.D., and up the holler, up that road, and you could see that big yellow bus coming, and it was getting closer and closer. Hey, Lord, Mommy said to me many times, honey, you gotta hurry. If you don't hurry, you'll be left behind. I'm telling you today, Lord, in the natural, we can procrastinate, and we can linger, and we can be left behind. Oh, God, we'll miss the calling, and we'll miss the ride. I could hear my mommy, and she said, honey, she'd stand right there at that window. She said, the bus is a-coming down the road. Oh, Lord, I'd run in there into the living room on the table, and I'd get my books. I'd run out the front door, across the porch, down on the step, the sidewalk, run over to the driveway, and run all the way up there, and I was ready. Mr. Red Pfizer opened up that door on that bus, and I got on it and took my seat, and off we went. Hallelujah. He didn't have to run off and leave me. I'm telling you, there's things that we have to do in life to prepare and to get ready. And if we don't, we'll be left behind. Raise your little hand in the house. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for that eastern sky. And oh Lord, that same Jesus that rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, he's a coming in like manner. He's coming in the clouds of glory for them that are waiting for him, and them that are ready, and those that love his appearing. I'm telling you, before this service ends today, the trumpet of God could sound, and Jesus could descend and call us out of here. Raise your little hand, and I want to be ready, Lord. I don't want to be left behind.
Amen.
Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. I'm burdened in my soul. Oh God. I went to my urologist just this past week, and Anita, everybody knows it now because I told the whole church, but you didn't. You ain't heard it yet. I had prostate cancer, and out of a step of 10 being the worst, mine was 7. And the doctor said, you want to have something done. That cancer will eat you up. It's already there. If you do something about it right now and don't wait, we can take care of that cancer. And I chose to have the cyber knife radiation. And I laid under that big old machine. And the rays of that, when it came over, they told me, said, hold still and don't you even move and let it do its work. And I'd lay flat on my back, and that thing would hover over me, and it would shoot. You couldn't see the rays, but you couldn't see the light, but there was a something coming down in there to cure me and to help me. Oh, God, I had those several treatments. I went back this past week. Lord of heaven, I went in there and he called my name. I went in. I said, I knew I was going to get good news, Sister Anita. And I went in there. I said, she got some bad news for me? Just laughed. He said, no, sir. He said, it's the exact opposite. He said, your numbers have come down to 0.92. He wrote on my paper, excellent, and wrote and drew a little smiley face. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But before he called me back there, second floor, I walked over to the window just to look up and down Hal Greer Boulevard there in Huntington, West Virginia. I looked down on the sidewalk, Ronnie, and I see an old man. I tell you this, what's brought the lesson today. I saw an old man down there. He was feeble, and he was dragging his leg like this. And I thought to my soul, as I looked down and I watched that man go down that sidewalk, I said, Lord, I wonder if he's a Christian. I wonder, dear God, his times are running out on him. Dear Lord, is he sane? Is he ready? It won't be long that he'll be gone. One more time, let's say, oh, God, I want to be ready. I want the Lord in my life like the invisible rays. Lay still, son, and let the machine do its work. I tell you, if you come to the Lord and you lay before him and bow before him and let the Spirit of God do his work, he'll take the stony heart out of you and he'll put a heart of flesh and a heart of love on the inside. He'll take the sin nature out. He'll wash the sins away, and he'll give you a brand new heart and a brand new mind. That's what he gave to me in 1974. The blood of Jesus is still a flowing, and the mercy of God is still a reaching, and the voice of God is still a calling. Hey, Lord, ain't you glad that you got a new hope on the inside that Jesus wrote your name down in heaven? I got a mansion awaiting.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Oh, God. A poem on time. Times are running out. It's almost halfway through. There's a lot of people listening. I don't care. You might be young. You might be middle aged. You might be old. Your times are running out on you. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. When I was a child, I laughed and I wept. The time crept. When as a youth I dreamed and talked, the time then walked. When I became a full-grown man, I found the time ran. When older still I grew, I found out my time had flew. Soon I shall find, in traveling on, my time now is all gone. Oh, Lord, I'm a-dealing right now with redeeming the time that you got left. Our yesterdays are gone. What are we doing? What are we going to do from here on out with our time that we have left? Stir our hearts, oh Lord, and awaken us. I went to school with a boy. Listen to this. The man, you've heard me tell my testimony hundreds of times. Oh, Lord, Brother Jerry Hensley won me to the Lord, invited me to church. Oh, Lord, he's a two or three years older than me. I went to school with his brother. His name was Greg. And Greg had a problem. Oh, Lord, before his mommy could get him up, not to get him ready to go to school, he would lay there and she would shake him. Oh, Lord, and he wouldn't wake up. You know what she had to do? She had to go into the bathroom and take a washcloth and hold it under the spigot of cold water and bring
bring it in there and slap it down on his face and shake him and holler and say, Greg, get up. Get up. You're going to miss the bus. Oh, Lord. That's the, I'm telling you, we're living in a crucial hour, in a time right now. It takes something to jump people to get them a rise and to get them to get up. It takes something to shake people. That's what the Lord is trying to do, is to awaken the conscience on the inside of a soul to get you to see eternity and where you're headed. Raise it on a hand. God, get a hold of my soul and don't let me go out of this world lost.
Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. I read an article in the newspaper one time about a man on his way to work early one morning. It was dark and foggy. I'd never forgot this. Dark and foggy when he looked up on the hill across the road and he saw a house that had just caught on fire. There was a mommy and a daddy and two little children inside of that house that was fast asleep and wasn't even aware of the flames at the side of their house. The man hit his brakes and pulled his truck off to the side of the road. He ran up the hill and ran up on the porch and he began beating the walls and hollering, "Your house! Your house is on fire, God. Wake up." He kept on hollering and beating until the daddy opened the door and saw the flames at the side of the house. He ran in and got his wife and got his two little children and got them safely outside. I'm telling you, if it wasn't for the man that saw the flames and the smoke. Hey Lord, I'm telling you, God is a sin in the preacher man, and God is a sin in the witness to witness to you and to tell you that there is a literal burning hell and it's underneath your feet and you don't want to go. The flames are licking up. Hell hath opened up her mouth without measure. And you say today, hallelujah, wake me up, oh Lord. Get a hold of my heart and my conscience. I want to be ready. Oh,
Jesus.
Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Today, God's called it. God's called it. Time's running out. Sands to the hourglass. Oh, God, my Lord, my Lord, Holy Lord, I want you to reflect back on your life right now for a minute. Let's look where we've been, where we started, where God has brought us up to this present hour, and get us to see where we are headed in the light of eternity. When you really think back, you'll see how swift and fleeting the years of time are. They are spent in a moment. A man's life is like a vapor that it appears for just a little while. It vanishes and it's gone. Time, children, is of the essence. Time is a gift given by God to man. What we do with that time determines our outcome, where we will end up when our life here is over. Paul wrote to the Corinthian church saints, he said, "But time is short." Our time here is short. It's running out. God has given each of us an allotted time to live, to work, to plan, to utilize, and to do. If we waste that time, we cannot recall it. It's gone forever. From the time that you were born and you come out of your mother's womb, you started, oh soul of man, on a journey toward the grave and beyond. Do you know God? Do you have Him? Time, listen, has its own voice. It talks to us in different ways. It speaks and says, I am God's gift to you. Use me prayerfully. Acknowledge me and use me wisely. I am never to be wasted, dear soul. I never slow down. God created me, oh Lord, to move forward. And I never, ever miss a beat. While the world is busy, I march on. While man builds, and while he dreams, while he plans, and while he plays, I count the days. While people sleep, I chime, Lord, and count the hours away. No man, woman, boy, or girl can ever stop me or slow me down. People of earth call me Father Time. God birthed me in eternity. When mortals die, I live on. Oh, people cannot recall yesterday or the year of their past to live it over. Precious soul, your body has a voice, and it's talking to you today. It speaks to you every day. It lets you know by the graying of your hair or the loss of your hair, the stiffness of your joints, that you are aging. You didn't come here to stay. The ebbing of your strength shows you your allotted time is running out. When it comes your time to go, a prayer cannot hold time back. No amount of money can ever buy it back. Nobody can turn back the pages of the calendar that hangs on your kitchen wall. You're headed toward eternity to meet your Maker. Oh God, raise your hand in my house. Time is getting away from us. Lord, it's time to arise and to get up. Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. Today is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. Don't linger.
Oh, Jesus.
Holy. Holy God. Holy God. Holy God. Are you ready? Are you ready? Do you know Him? Have you ever known Him? Are you where you need to be? Are you saved? Are you in right standing with God, your Maker? Where are you headed? Hebrews 9:27, as it is appointed unto men once to die. You're going to die. And after this, the judgment. Looking at the way people are living all around us, they're not eternity conscious. They don't realize that this life is not all there is.
Right.
Every soul will one day stand before God and give an account of their time that they spent living in this world. Your time is the most precious thing you have to live.
and to do. But time has its limit.
Right.
It was only given to you to know God and serve Him. Everything else has to fit within that parameter. Oh God, Queen Elizabeth I, when it came her time to die, laying on her bed of affliction, death was knocking at her door. She said these words, all my possessions I would give for one more moment of time. Oh God, oh God. Can a person wait too late to pray? Can you waste your days away? Can you go beyond God's grace to where He says, I've tried, I've dealt, and I've called? I want to ask you, when can a person come to Jesus and get saved? It's when God draws him. Jesus said, no man can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him. How can you know when you're being drawn? You will feel it. You will feel it inside when God pulls at you. You'll know that your heart is not right. You'll know that your soul is not ready to meet God. You'll feel your need to pray. There's just something about the Spirit of God. He'll knock at your heart and give you a call. God is calling. God is calling. That's perfect timing, isn't it?
Yeah.
God's calling. Everybody in this house stand, would you? Come on, come on, come on. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. God's calling. I looked down out of that window and I saw that man dragging his foot. God. And I thought to myself, soul, if you don't know Jesus, you don't have very many steps left in life. You'll go into eternity. Oh, God's a crying here today. The Spirit of God, He's a crying for the souls of men and women. Can you say today, I want to know? I want to know. I really want to know that I'm right with God. I really want to know my heart's right. God, I want the Lord and I need the Lord. I'm opening this altar right now. Oh God, there's just a little bit, look here, just a little bit left of the sands, and they'll soon drop through. All the sands of time will be gone. Oh Lord, our time is now. Our visitation is now from the Spirit of God. This altar's open, the front seats are open, and I'm asking everybody in this house, let's find a place and pray. And if you don't know Jesus, open your heart today. Oh Lord, God brought you here to deal with you and to tell you that He loves you. Come on, open your heart, acknowledge Him, and say, God, I need you. I need you, Lord. Oh God. Oh God.
Love is swiftly passing by.
Come on, children, pray, 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 pray.
There are many things.
Talk to God.
I need to do and say. And as I've often wondered if the roll is called up yonder, have I done enough for Jesus today?
Children, look down deep in your heart.
After all is said and done,
do you have that hope?
My appointed time has come.
Jesus, do you have that peace with your maker? Are you ready?
Tomorrow,
so I better get ready for Jesus today.
Come on, soul.
I can't manage to live tomorrow.
One more tomorrow, so I better get ready
Jesus.
For Jesus today. Time won't stand still for any man, and you know it seems like
Father Time, it's on the run.
It's on the run.
Lord, let me catch up.
And can I truly say that I've done enough today?
No matter what it is, give it to God today. No matter what it is in front of you, give it to the Lord. God forgives, He washes, He cleanses.
And if I turned away, I'll have no more chance to pray. And I can't beg, steal, or borrow. One more tomorrow, so I better get ready for Jesus today. No,
today's the day. If any man hear my voice and come unto me,
I better get ready for Jesus today.
Jesus.
Time won't stand still.
Holy God.
Any man.
Come on, I've got a mommy and a daddy over in glory right now.
And
Brother Bill.
Seems like,
oh God.
Father Time.
My mommy, when she was laying dying, she come out from a coma and she said to me and daddy and Mary, she said, who's a playing that beautiful music? She said, who's a playing? She said, I heard that beautiful music all day long. I said, mommy, I said, they ain't nobody playing any music. She said, honey, it's so beautiful. And I've heard it all day. Oh, Lord. It wasn't very long after that. She opened her eyes again and began to sing a song unto the Lord. Oh, God, and she was soon gone. My daddy, 92 years of age, right before he had a massive stroke that took him out. He told me, he said, honey, he said, I love you more than I could ever tell you that I love you. He said, I am ready to go and be with Jesus and to see your mother. And I never will forget it. He was a short man, wrinkled in age. I got ready to hug him. He wrapped his arm around me and pulled me down. And his blue eyes looked into my eyes. And he said, honey, I'm ready to go and to be with Jesus, and I want you to come and be with me. I will never forget that. I tell you, we don't have one another forever. The elderlies are being called home.
and the Lord's again his number. I want to be ready. Our mommies and daddies, they don't last forever. They go on to their reward. And I don't want to be left behind. One more time, raise your hand in the house and say, I want to go where the saints of God are. I want to go to heaven.
For Jesus today. After all is said and done,
all is said and done,
my appointed time has come. I can't bear still one more.
Get ready for Jesus.